Carna.
Hi, Hannah and Jasmine.
Hi. Yeah, it's been on me, and I guess.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa Gedula Chimincha Pati Alpha Gimel Yutat Sadi Kabir Rimat Amfa Sagvenu Taharenu Nora Ufre Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Devava Shamrim Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barhem Tacharem Rachame Sukacha Ami Gamlem Betet Resh Dadi Taf Gimel Kasim Kadosh Berog Tucha Na'el Adata Het Kufet Het Nunayim Yachid Ge'er Lamcha Penei Zokre Kirushata Yud Gimelamet Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufad Sadi Yud Tav. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Vechanun, Erech Apayim, Virav Chesed Ve'emet, Notze Chesed La'alapim, Notze Alon Wafesha, Vechata'al Vinakei. We'll now connect to the Zohar with the for the energy of certainty. We are connecting to the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29, and we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bitchilu Urhimud Hilud Hilu Urhimu Leachta l'shem yuridei b'vavei V'yechudah shalim b'shem kol Yisrael Limud Torah mitzvah Lasok Torah mitzvah V'hino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei adeinu konenei aleinu ma'asei adeinu konenehu Rabbi Abba Amar Bekamatar Tane Nandakucha Perichu Choma Diaved Leela Witata Kola Ihu Kishopio Vada Dikshot Velelach Mira Bialma Divae Barnash Vedachia Leia Mine Yalan Haga Beya Kalana Dehakulu Ovada Big Short Inun Wikola Ipsterich Be Alma. We're now going to connect to the energy of this current year, 5778. There are two verses that connect to this energy of bowing to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. The first verse that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon vayitav vayavo Hamelech liroto vayomer Amnon El hamelech tavo natamar achoti Udla bevle ene, tete levivot, vievre, miada. The next verse that connects to this energy is from Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. In this verse, the year Tafshin Ayin Het, the name of the year 5778, is concealed. The letters of the name are separated by three letters each. Ta ta ti o di a ha wa a vo ni lo ti si ti amar ti o de a le pshai la do na yo he wa he we a ta na sa ta a wo n ha ta ti se la. The year 5777. As the energy of the goat. And there are also two verses that connect to this energy. The first of these verses is from Lamentations. It's chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod tzaduni katsipor o yevai chinam. When we take the first letters of this verse, we're able to create Satsuki Ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we're able to create Dir Yam, which translates as the Sea of Tenants. The second verse that connects to this energy of Tashin Ayin Zion, the year 5777. Is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, and the letters of that name are separated by seven letters each. Ki im ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem tadibaku kasher asiten ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776 has the energy of the pause that refreshes. There are also two verses in this that connect to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha-yuli mat. Velo yachlu lehashi et kol ha'olot vayehaskum acheichem alevim ad kelo tam lacha v'ad yitkashu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishrei levav v'hitkadesh me'ha'kohanim. There are 25 words in this verse. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of Hashem, eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe, Lalahe, Wawawa, Yola Yo Alame, Hey Hey Hey, Aka A, Reka Ka. The second verse that connects to this energy is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bihu v'adonai yohewahe adead ki biyayo adonai yohewahe dur olamim. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Second verse we study is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoyam, asher yitkabe sham wesavtem Hey, Lyle, Naho, with Halatifem, with Hayaim Yeshno, Flores, the Kipasti, O Tobe, call Alfe Yehuda. The third verse is Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo la netza, yobed lo al, yomru ayom. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse that connects to this energy. It is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti matom leami li Israel untati vushakan tata velo yergaz od velo yosivu vene adlala anoto ka asher barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God. We do this by taking each letter with its root vowel and saying them out loud in sequence. Wa-he-wa-yo-la-yo-sa-yo-te a-la-me me-he-shi-la-la-he a-ka-a-ka-he-ta he-za-yo-a-la-ta la-wa-wa-he-he-ya yo-za-la-me-be-he Hey Rayo, hey Kome, La Awa Kalayo, La Wawa Pehe La, Nula Ha Yo Yo Yo, Me La Hey 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 Wa, Nuta Hey Hey A, Yo Le Ta, She A Hey, Rayo Yo, Awa Me, La Kabe Wa Shire. Lo yo he wa la he he ta wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me le he a yo yo da he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he ta a la a re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo. Hey, hey, what she, ah, may, may. Nu, nu, ah, nu, yo, ta, may, bay, hey, hey, wa, yo. Nu, may, may, yo, yo, la, hey, re, hey, may, ta, re. Wa, may, bay, yo, hey, hey, ah, nu, ah, may, hey, yo. Ta, may, bay, may, nu, ko, ah, yo, ah, hey, bay, wa. Ray ah hey yo bay may hey yo yo may wa may. And now for the 72 names from the Tzaddikim, we will study in the same manner. Wa 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 yo 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 sa bay hey ah may may bay she la yo hey anu a ta me ta. Hey, hey, yo, anu da, la, hey, wa, hey, me, ah, yo, sa, la, me, re, hey, hey, yo, yo, hey, me, me, la, wa, wa, ka, be, yo, la, yo, wa, pe, nu, la, nu, me, ha, yo, hey, yo, me, nu, hey, 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 wa, nu, yo, hey, hey, she, ah, yo, re, ta, she, ah, hey, Re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da anu yo he wa me re he a yo he da la he she he me ka 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 wa wa la yo yo he sa a la he a re yo a a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo she a la me nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me zare. Wahe me atno ahe. Ala wa me zayo. Sahe me me kako. Ala ahe he wa. Ahe yo yo me. He la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the 22nd day of Adar. Rabbi Chaim Achekel of Amdur. Rabbi Yitzhak Yaakov Rabinowitz of Biala. Rabbi Raphael Shapiro. Rabbi Michael David Rozovsky, Rabbi Yitzhak Meir Alter of Ger, known as the Chidushim Harim, Rabbi Shlomo Safrani, Rabbi Yehuda Moshe Danziger, Rabbi Yisrael Grossman. And the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach, we say in a whisper. Today's class is a Zohar class. We will find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, which is in the first row, the right-hand column. It will open up to a landing page with all of the parashas listed. Scroll down to the parasha of Pikudei. This is the link just above the book of Vayikra. When you open up that landing page, scroll down to section 10, and that is where we will start our class tonight. And we are starting with Pasuk 65. I think you will find this section rather interesting because it deals with the 42 sacrifices of Balak. Tachasi kola itacham itgale. Kame kutsha b'richu ve'ahadim d'balach d'balach u'vilam la'ad itkavenu v'gabe kutsha b'richu tolaihu mitchakan kameya v'lagara May Agir Dilhom Kerum Kehai Alma Behahu Zimna Shalitu Al Yisrael Degaram Ahu Korbana Kuras Talka Mi Yisrael Arba Avi Ezrim Alpin bar kol inun Yit katalu Diktiv hirgu Ishana shav Hanatsad madin Levav Tehor Uktiv kach Et kol rashe Ha'am v'hoka O tam la donai Piyad ke'an ha'hu Kirabana ha'va Telei le'it para Min hon di Yisrael Shiva mat techan Kehushban arbaim Utrein. Come and see. All is predisposed and revealed before the Holy One, blessed be He. Though Balak and Balaam did not mean to devote their sacrifices for the Holy One, blessed be He, yet all is established before Him, and He does not reduce their reward at all in this world. At that time, they had power over Israel by their sacrifice, which caused 24,000 people from Israel to pass away, besides those who were killed, as it is written, slay every one of his men that have attached themselves to Baal Peor, and take all the chiefs of the people, and hang them up before Hashem. And even now that sacrifice impends upon Israel to cause misfortune. They built 7 altars and offered sacrifices upon them, 42 in all. My commentary. Bilam and Balak are tools and chariots for the other side. Their actions are directed by the negative system. When they made 42 sacrifices, it was clearly to connect to an aspect of creation. Hashem did not accept this from the other side. Yet there is no disappearance in spirituality. So they still exist, waiting to manifest. Since they are sacrifices performed to support curses created by the souls of Bilam and Balak, they must be removed by a Bet Din, in which Bilam and Balak appear and ask that the curses be removed. They also can only land on something that has performed a negative action and made itself vulnerable to them. Thus, the spiritual energy exists until the end of time. By learning about this in the Zohar, we have information that we can utilize to protect ourselves. Pasuk 66.
I have a question, Kanok.
Go ahead, Jasmine.
Is this 42 in one way or the other related to the Ana Bekoach, but on the left side?
Creation is a tool, a plan, an energy that is utilized by both the negative system and the positive system. I'm waiting for the next part of the question.
Oh, well, I kind of thought that could be possible, you know. But I'm not.
Do you think that there is a negative system?
Yes.
Do you think there is a positive system?
Yeah, they both exist.
And what do they utilize? Energy.
Right.
Where did that energy come from? It comes from the concept of from the tool of creation. The energy comes from Hashem, not
Amen.
The Hashem that is on the same level as Satan. The two systems are equal, so that's what gives us free choice, because we see them as equal, even though they're not. Hashem is higher. Hashem is stronger. Hashem is all of the positive attributes. But he lowers himself to be equal to Satan when Satan and he and Hashem are now dealing with an individual human soul, or with a national soul, or with an international soul, or even another species soul, like angels or animals. But all of these different entities all use the same system called energy. What makes energy positive? What makes energy negative? Positive energy is used in a positive fashion, but it's exactly the same energy that's used in negative energy that is used in a negative fashion. What makes it positive or negative is the consciousness of its use.
Can I make a comment?
Of course.
Yeah, it's like a nuclear plant can be used for destruction, or can be used for development, or giving energy.
That's a very nice metaphor. Absolutely correct. And the same thing applies in this pasuk we just read. The pasuk is saying, Bilam and Balak made these sacrifices. Who did he make the sacrifices to? Well, their consciousness was to make it to the negative side, because they wanted to curse the children of Israel. But God did not give Satan permission to accept their sacrifice. And he used the energy of that sacrifice as a curse. So what happened to the energy? God didn't accept it. That's what the pasuk says. If God accepted it, then Bilam and Balak would have been blessed. God doesn't want to bless Rashaim, the evil people. So the energy is still there. It's hanging around. It needs to be, and that energy needs to go back to where it belongs. But in order for that to happen, the curses have to be annulled by a bet din, a court of at least three people. And what does it take for that court to be activated? Bilam and Balak have to stand in front of that Bet Din and say, please change this curse. Let the energy return to where it belongs. They can't do it by themselves. Satan didn't accept it. Hashem didn't accept it. It's hanging out there. Is it clear now?
Is this energy can be utilized again since it's there pending?
It's waiting for you to utilize it, waiting for any human being to utilize it. That's what I mean when I say it's hanging out there. If you're doing a negative action, are you using Bilam's curse? Oh, I never really thought about that, did I? I'm referring to you, not to me.
Well, one conclusion that I had lately is that these energies, whether you use it on the right or the left, we're just going to have, like, in return, decide that we use it. If we use it on the right side, we're going to have hesed. And if it is used by the left side, we're going to have judgment or gevurah.
Correct.
That's an outcome.
That is the effect of utilizing the energy in the proper way or the negative way. You're absolutely correct.
Thank you, Hanok.
You're welcome. Let's read the next verse. Actually, I should thank you, because we're going to find that we're only going to read two verses in this section, and our whole hour is up.
But it
was good questions, and it was a good discussion, and it was beneficial. Rabbi Shimon Amar, Tachateinun, Arbain Utrein, Karbanain Avdu, Bilam Valak, Benad Lulon, Mayhahu, Titra Akara, Begabe Kudshabrihu, Biad Hawa, Talehahu, Karbanalanadla, Leahahu. Drachara, the great Lala, me Israel, the Adhashta, Lagava, me Nahu, Vida, Ehu Raza, the Ethan, Achariel, the Yerim, Laifen, Acharal. Achore Shekinta, Dekaima Sitra, Achara Le Achora, Vayirem Aistakal, Behu Hahu Sitra, Achara Vechama, Lom Deit Chazun, Leit Ansha Vialda, Vikala Elem, B'Shem Hashem, B'Shem Hashem, V'Apaka, Ahu Shem Hashem, Mechi Yova, Da, Mehahu Chi Yova, Dehahu Karban, Diakriv Hahu Sidra, Legabeya the cola ehu. Mitzakan kameya the kudshabrihu the light avid. Mila kegavna da cola itakan kameya. Dekucha berithu, hain letal, hain levish. Shimon said, come and see. Balak and Bilam offered 42 sacrifices and took them from the other side to the Holy One, blessed be He. Therefore, that sacrifice is impending until it is taken by the other side, called curse from Israel. Until now, he has not taken it from them. And this is the secret of that he turned back and looked at them, at the boys who jeered at him and said to him, go up, bald head. And he turned back, namely to the back of the Shekhinah, because the other side stands at the back, and looked at them. He looked and saw in those 42 boys the other side, called curse, and saw that they deserved to be punished. Therefore he cursed them in the name of Hashem, in order to remove the name of Hashem from the debt, namely the debt of the sacrifice that the other side offered him, namely by Balak and Bilam. And all was made right before the Holy One, blessed be He, and nothing is lost before the Holy One, blessed be He. In the same manner, everything stands before the Holy One, blessed be He, both good and evil. My commentary. In the second book of Kings, chapter 2, verse 23 and 24, is a story that does not make a lot of sense. This verse in the Zohar is explaining it clearly. One needs to look at these verses. It is important to note that in verse 23, the word bald head is Korach. We know that Korach is what created the divisiveness in the children of Israel. If one does not realize this, the explanation does not make sense. These 42 boys were killed by she-bears, which is a code word. This is what balanced the universe without actually fixing the system. It is waiting for something else to happen. We will know what that is when we relate to the number 42 from a news report. That is my opinion. Are there any questions? We have about 15 minutes left, and if I were to move on to the next section 11, which is about 9 verses, we would never finish it. So I'm really asking for questions or comments to help explain this or to make sure that you understand it. Tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock West Coast time, 9 o'clock Central time, and 10 o'clock Eastern time, we will continue our study of the Psalms. We are going to be studying Psalm 30 tomorrow. Saturday night at 6 p.m., West Coast time, I'm expecting to do a Havdalah. I apologize, the last few weeks I have overslept. And at 7 p.m. we will have a new Zohar class for the Parasha of Vayikra. Sunday morning at 10:30, all times are West Coast times, we will continue our preparation, our studies, to prepare ourselves for the holiday of Pesach. One of the things that the Kabbalah teaches about Pesach relates to the first 14 days of Nisan. There are certain things that can be said and studied each morning during Nisan that is highly recommended because it's a way of taking control of each month of the year. We will be explaining that as part of our process of dealing with the various aspects of the Passover holiday. But I'm saying this just so that you realize that on those 14 days, which commence a week from this Saturday, the first of Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, is Saturday, Friday night and Saturday. And so we will have classes to do that particular ritual, that particular study. I have not yet decided about Shabbat itself. But the Thursday before that, the Thursday evening, I would be the 29th of March, is from my memory. We will have our Rosh Chodesh information class, because Rosh Chodesh is on Friday night and Saturday. So In that class, we will be discussing these 14 days of Nisan. So I hope you'll join us. I wish you all Shabbat Shalom, unless someone has a question. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.